Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
405 DGS. Happy Wednesday to you. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hello there.
He's outraged.
He is outraged. Everyone's outraged.
I'm outraged.
is tonight the night when we really go... Really good.
Yeah, tonight and tomorrow night. We're at 24 degrees right now. The wind chill is 9. If you were up early this morning, you know, like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, temperatures were in the 40s. So it's a real shock to the system if you haven't been out all day. We'll go down to 7 tonight. Wind chills minus 5 to minus 15. When we wake up in the morning, the wind chills will be in that range, minus 5 to minus 15. 18. That's it for the high. On Thursday, wind chills during the afternoon hovering around 0. Going to be a lot of sunshine, but don't let that fool you. Still a windy day. Oh, and by the way, Thursday is my brother's birthday.
Oh, hey,
happy birthday,
Murray.
Hey. Thursday night, back down to 7. That's enough my brother gets. That's all he gets.
Yeah.
Friday, sunshine. Very cold again on Friday morning. 25, that's it for the high. Still way below average. A little warmer. Temperatures in the 30s over the weekend.
Is he older or younger? And where, or is that your only
he
sibling?
He is definitely my older brother. Never let him forget that. And the reason I do that is because in school, he's 3 years older than I am. I was always Don's younger brother.
Don's younger brother, Dave.
Right.
Isn't it awesome that his name is Don Murray?
Don Murray is so.
Like, I don't know, like
Don and Dave.
Like, because we've always known Dave Murray. It's like, what's your brother's name? Don. Like, oh, perfect.
And he's never once said his name. That I didn't picture Snoopy's weird Spike cousin, Spike, who slept by the cactus. To me, that's what Don
it's
looks like.
It's just Dave Murray with a mustache.
Yeah, it really
it's the,
is.
The
yes.
Pencil mustache
in the desert next to a cactus.
What does Don do for a living?
He's retired. He's been retired for
a number
of years.
Well, what did he do?
Obviously, he's so old, right?
Hey, that's right.
Doesn't he follow the Killers around on tour?
He was in the paper industry.
Mm.
Boy, you're really sketchy about this.
No. He was. And there are people.
Like a reporter or... He made paper.
No, not the newspaper industry. The paper industry.
Like Dunder Mifflin.
He was in fine papers. You know, the stuff like National Geographic, stuff like that. That was his specialty.
But ooh, that's cool.
He was one of the big guns in the industry, which is why he retired so early.
He follows the Killers around on tour, doesn't he?
Yes, he has been known to do that. The Killers are his favorite group, his band.
That's how we found out about them.
He's actually gotten to know some of the Killers.
Sold them their paper.
Are they dangerous?
They need to find
the Killers are dangerous. I don't know why. You know, and when my brother told me that for the first time, I was like, no, you're not really my brother. This is somebody else. No, the Killers are good. But he is fanatic about the Killers as I am about Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, okay.
You can get your weather two ways. You can get Dave's forecast, or you can just walk out and see Trish Gazelle in the parking garage.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Both are brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling.
I saw Trish curse out the weather.
She's double flipping off the sky.
And the weather ducked, too, which was really weird. Yeah. It was like,
all right, warm it up.
But we do that all day. It's like you walk outside, and it's like you're shocked, and you shouldn't be. And then you come in and say to everyone you see, it's cold.
It's like, so cold.
Nobody knows. clothes and you're breaking
news. How cold
news.
Is it?
It's so cold I feel like I should go stand on a freeway overpass and tell everyone it is cold.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier, I was like, I'm going to walk across the street to the library to return my books. You want to come, Dave? He's like, yeah. So we walk over there and I get over to the library and I'm like, I'm about to throw these books into the trash can and turn around. Like, I can't even make it to the book drop off. It was cold.
And I don't have a coat, so I'm just wearing my 30-year-old hoodie.
Used.
Used hoodie. It's coming apart at the seams. I was like, another sports story I want to ask you about. So you'll know probably who this is, but there's some Australian guy playing in the Australian Open. He's not going to win, but he was playing against a guy who he was far better than. And he did this thing where you quick serve between your legs. Never seen it.
Oh, to like dunk on him?
Yeah. And then he did it again during the game. He hit one between his legs, another one behind his back. He didn't have to. It wasn't like a great shot.
So he's just showing off.
He's just showing off. And he's the same guy who now is going viral because he drank out of one of the spectators' beers.
Yeah. That's Kyrgios, right? Nick Kyrgios? No, I think that's what it is.
But I don't care who it is. I don't care how big you are. I don't care if it's the Playground, Quarry League, or the Australian Open. You are an ass if you do that to a weak
opponent. There are other words for that.
Yes, there are. And they're all in my mouth right now. But I just think there's no excuse to embarrass someone who is not as good as you.
100%. Especially,
I think he should be fine.
Yeah, I would agree.
Tennis Association should fine him.
I would agree. I mean, I think, you know, there's one thing when you're equal opponents, right? If he were to do that in the finals,
do it to Djokovic,
or to, you know, to Nadal or anybody else, then I'd be like, wow, this guy is a badass. He's putting it out there. Are you going to do it to somebody that you're going to smoke? Yeah, you're an ass. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we see this in other sports on the regular basis, but in a team sport, it's a little harder to recognize. You know, you might get some guy on a, you know, defensive lineman who's up in someone's face who's terrible or something like that.
Well,
but
it's like those teams we talked about that ran up the score to 100 because they could.
Yeah, you get the high school basketball score that's 120 to 20. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, you guys could have been a little bit nicer about that. But in an individual sport, it just stands out so much more, right? I mean, it's all there is to see is him doing that to embarrass the other guy.
And tennis seems like it's a bit more mental and momentum driven than maybe like something
one
on
one.
A lot more. Yeah. Like it's less physical. Like, oh, I'm bigger than you in football. So I'm probably it's about psyching your opponent out. And that's kind of the ultimate double flip off to the sky. Like, and I'm going to hit the ball between my legs.
I agree with you. Like, if you do it to someone who's your equal.
Yeah.
Or someone who's your better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Then that's kind of 100%
funny. With you.
But
it's like you ever seen a mismatch in an MMA fight or in a boxing match, and the guy that's better is just being an idiot like that. He's dancing around and moving his head like, all right, you know what? Muhammad Ali did that against the best in the world. So that's okay. You know, like that's cool. You're a badass if you do that. If you're doing that to use Dave's analogy earlier, because I'm the older brother in my brother's case, you know, in our case, if the older brother's doing that to the little brother, that's not very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if the little brother does it to the big brother, that's actually
funny.
Pretty cool.
That's
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It'd be like if Dave started radio beef with like a podcast with six listeners. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's just go after him.
completely unrelated. I just wanted your take on this. So Bill Clinton did the famous, I did smoke pot, but I didn't inhale. And then they asked Obama.
He did that with a couple of things, I think.
Yeah, sure did. They did that with Obama. And he said, well, I did. And I saw the video today. And it's so interesting because you can see his wheel spinning. And he says, well, I did. And then he nervously takes a drink of water. And he's thinking, what is he going to say next? And in 2022, everyone would be like,
right now.
Yeah, like, yeah. But back then, everyone just went, oh, my God, he's smoking pot.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Then Obama said, now, it was a mistake. I'm not proud of it. Didn't do it again. Like,
just like that, too.
Did he really mean that?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, now it seems so stupid. Like, now you can just go, I smoked
pot.
Did
you see the ad of the new guy running in Louisiana, I think it is, a Senate candidate? And the whole ad is him lighting up a joint in the ad, like, basically making the point that some people are in prison for this, and now it's being legalized in so many places, we need to reform. But that's his whole campaign ad.
Right.
Him smoking, like, I do it, everybody does it. Why are these old laws and these old ideas still in place?
And I don't know. I kind of get why he backtracked, though. I would be nervous to talk about doing that on the air, even though it's legal in a lot of states at this point. It's still the kind of thing where people do face weird judgment for it. So 10 years ago, 12 years ago, whenever Obama would have been asked that question, I would just assume it would be much more judgmental.
Yeah. I think that what he did was already so groundbreaking.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering if you guys think he was just completely lying.
Like, of course he was.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know too many people that were like, yeah, I smoked pot and it was horrible. I'll be truthful. I have never smoked anything. Nothing. I don't do that. But I'm not against it. I have buddies that did it all the time and still do. And, you know, when it becomes legal, I don't know, I'll have some brownies or something. But, like, I don't see how you would say that. I think that's a really odd way of looking at it. Like, yeah, it was a big mistake. You're a presidential candidate. How big a mistake was it really?
Well, maybe he got it in his head of like, wow, if I do this and there's record of this, this could crush my dreams of becoming president one day.
You still have kids looking up to you and you don't want to pass on the message that, yes, I want to do it all day, every day. But kind of along those same lines, but a little bit lighter. The story's going viral of this woman who was getting corporate headshots and corporate pictures, and she said, I want to put one professional looking one on the company's website, but I'd like to show my tattoos on my LinkedIn on my personal. And the boss was like, let's show your tattoos on both. And she was brought to tears. But
what?
And so this is going viral. Tattoos were a no-no.
Yeah.
I mean, if any, you know, I just remember parents saying, like, if you get tattoos, you're never going to get that job you want. And,
and it was true.
Yeah. You better cover them up because it was associated with losers or prisoners or druggies. Like, tattoos were such a no-no. And now it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you get the job because you got a tattoo? Just these things are turning around, and it's nice to see because that's such a dumb thing to, you know, have a hang up about.
Maybe it's because I don't have tattoos, but I can't imagine being like, you accept me, and crying over the picture.
Oh, I'll be honest with you. When they were talking about moving me from 97.1 over here to KMOX, I met with Becky and Steve, and they said, we have one question for you. The tattoos... are you a junkie?
No, <they don't>.
And I said, no, ma'am, no, sir. They're like, okay.
Don't show them in your picture.
You got the job. 422 DGS on KMOX. If you're listening to us on 1120 AM, shame on you. Go to 98.7 FM if you're between the rivers, way better signal. Or if you have the technical capabilities and you have an HD radio in your car, go to 102.5 HD2. The easiest thing to do is simply download the Audacy app, AUDACY, and you can connect it to your Bluetooth or your auxiliary cable to your car. It sounds fantastic, sounds perfect, and you can stop it and start it and also podcast it from there. Rach.
Dave.
All kinds of stuff to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Take it away.
Okay, so I wanted to tell you guys about a woman who had to quarantine in China. She had to quarantine away from home, and you couldn't bring your pets into quarantine with you. So this is kind of nuts that they do this, but this has happened to many, many people. They've had to leave their pets at home, so she left out food for her dog for several days, food and water, and just had to kind of hope that everything was okay. So she had a pet cam up, and she was able to witness the entire event. And first of all, I don't think you're supposed to leave a dog alone for even one day. So it's a huge risk. You worry about them going to the bathroom, them getting anxious, not able to burn off all of their energy.
Where was the lady, Rich?
So I don't know exactly where she was. I clicked on 10 different articles about it, trying to figure out what she was doing. The best I can think is she had to go to a hotel or one of these camps that they set up in China whenever you need to go quarantine.
Yeah, those camps are scary looking. We were looking at a picture of it last week. They're like little trailers all lined up that people just have to stay in because they won't let them out.
And it's really hard to find like mainstream media coverage of that. It's more like videos that you see on Twitter. So I mean, I don't want to be irresponsible and post stuff that's being misconstrued, but I was able to find a video from the Wall Street Journal that talked about these different camps and how strict the lockdown is getting in China. So I linked that to a blog post that I'm putting up on the KMOX website. Maybe we'll post that to the Facebook too. But the best I can figure is that she was in a situation like this. She was either in one of those camps or at a hotel, or maybe her work had her locked down. So she was able to put food out for the dog and watch on a surveillance camera. So the first day, the poor dog just sat and stared at the door waiting for her to come home. But then by day two, he was like, all right, forget this. And he starts going nuts. He trashes the apartment and there's video. I mean, he's ripping the covers off of the couch. He's getting into her closet, ripping up all of her clothes and trash all over the floor. Exactly.
I mean, the dog just has to be going to the bathroom in there then.
Oh,
if he's not getting out.
Yep. Can you imagine if that happened in America? If you told Americans, you just have to leave your pet at home.
It's not happening.
Fly.
No.
I mean, I really think people would revolt at that point.
We all know this, but let me just say it on KMOX. Like, Trump's insane, and Biden's a wuss, and we have all these problems here, but we're not in China.
Yeah, we're not in China.
We're not living in a trailer because someone comes, the military comes, grabs us, puts us in a trailer. We say, what about our dog? They're like, just put some food out.
No, we're fighting over cloth masks.
Exactly.
That's it.
They have zero COVID where they can uproot your entire life and isolate you so you don't pass it to another person. And over here, we get to fight over any type of protocols. Everyone has their voice heard. So lucky and happy to be an American. So China is locked down very similarly to what we saw in the spring of 2020. The dog just kind of had a bit of a heyday. The owner said, of course, she's upset that her house is trashed, but it's really not the dog's fault. It's nothing that she can't clean up. So
poor little doggy.
I know. Yeah. Maybe
I'll tell you what. I don't know what breed it is, but it's a good thing it's not one of the breeds. Some breeds will eat themselves to death. So if you put 6 days worth of food out, they will eat it right now and they will be dead.
Oh,
like beagles do that.
Eat themselves.
Right?
No. Like they will.
Like what kind of breed is that?
What kind of dog starts eating?
No.
Legs. Like
if you leave the food out, they'll eat it until it's gone.
I'm so weird. I would get it.
I don't want that.
People came over and be like, "This dog's name's Bruno.
He can eat.
Be careful. He'll eat his foot. Don't get freaked out.
Keep an eye if his blood sugar looks like it's low.
Before we go to break here, I have one more story. And Dave, I knew this was going to creep you out. So an Ohio family went to the funeral of a loved one, and they were shocked to find a body they didn't recognize in their loved
That's
one's
so
casket.
Messed up.
They had this wrong person dressed in the woman's clothes and earrings and wig. So that was all familiar, but it was a totally different person in the casket. They got the bodies mixed up at the morgue.
Where was Grandma really?
I guess she was back
some
at the morgue.
Suit.
I mean, I think it was two women they got mixed up, but a nightmare experience.
That's traumatizing.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Would you laugh?
No, I would freak out. Probably I would not. Absolutely freak out. And then I'd be like, is there a chance she's still alive?
I can't believe you're asking this of all people because of your thing with dead bodies. I mean, I assumed this was your ultimate nightmare.
Yes. But once I got off the floor from passing out, I would have the jokes.
I might have it after the fact, like if it gets fixed. Find grandma first,
yeah,
and then
you gotta find the body.
Then maybe we can joke about it.
I think that they did cover the cost of the funeral as a way to try to make it up, but the family said, still not okay.
Man, oh man. Rach came back from break and said, you know, Biden's still talking? No way. Evidently, he's still going.
Huh.
He likes to talk.
90 minutes.
He likes to tell a story with his answers.
He does.
I remember once I was talking to blah, blah, blah in 2006. It's like, okay, Joe.
What was the one guy's name he used that was really funny? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Corn Pop.
Bad dude.
You don't know Corn Pop?
Corn Pop.
Oh, for love of God.
Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran with a bunch of bad
boys. I remember hearing the
I bet most of the KMOX people don't know it, so we'll have to introduce you to Corn Pop maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Corn Pop.
One of the top three funniest things of all time. It just is. It just absolutely.
Bill Ridemouse. He was the only white guy.
Bill Ridemouse. Oh, God. Let's do something fun. Rach, you want to do the desert island snack thing?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you were stranded on a desert island and you could only have three snacks with you, what are your God-tier snacks?
Is that a desert island? Soda or something?
It's your snacks. Like, this is the only thing you're going to get to snack on. Let's assume there's plenty of coconuts and fish and stuff for you to have sustenance, but these are your treats. and somehow they get resupplied, but these are the only ones you get to bring.
Okay.
So you're ultimate.
That's fair.
I'm definitely bringing soda. I'm but trying to think if I want Coke
or
Pepsi.
Yeah, I was going to say, narrow it down.
I don't want to deal with Trish on the island with no soda.
If I'm getting it, let me explain my soda
Coke
preference.
Or cigarettes.
Ooh. That sounds bad.
Don't.
Your son or your daughter?
Don't make me choose. My mom drank Pepsi when I was growing. She keeps doing this, switching stuff. Like, I get used to what she does, and then she switches.
I totally understand where you're coming from.
Okay, so she drank Pepsi, and now all of a sudden she drinks Coke, which if I'm getting a fountain soda, I like Pepsi. But Coke, if you drink it out of a can, stays carbonated longer. So I might have to go with Coke for the deserted beach.
You should do a TED talk on carbonated beverages.
And then she used to use the powdered creamer, Cremora, and now she switched to liquid. I'm like,
left
I cannot.
Left you looking like an old lady, didn't she?
I can't get on board with
this. I get what she's saying, though, because there's things you do. It's like, oh, I like to do this because my mom does it or my grandma does it. Yeah. And then when they change, it's like, well, what am I doing this for?
Trish is the only woman under 70 asking for powdered cream. Do you have rice, wine, vinegar?
I need my sherry.
Okay, so I would do that. I would do Coke, and I just like plain potato chips because I feel like Doritos would get old if you had to eat them every day.
What kind of chips? Like what brand?
Is it Lay's Thin or Ruffles? Because they have ridges.
I like Ruffles.
Yeah, I'll go with Ruffles. Okay,
Coke, Ruffles,
and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
My God, I'm exhausted.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's solid, though. It was worth the work.
Okay.
It's solid.
All right, is it me?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Diet Mountain Dew.
Please
that's
take
not,
as
it
long
has to
as
be
I
that.
Did,
no, longer. It's probably going to be a little faster. I'm going to join you, though, on the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. That's like
the. You got the chocolate.
But I'm going to make it a special kind. It's going to be the real big one, the real, like the large size one, not the package of two, but the large size one. They're better.
The king size.
They're so good.
Well, you
yeah,
have
so
unlimited,
good.
Right?
Right. Because so, I mean, like, if they're going to get resupplied all the time, I want the good ones.
Yeah.
Those
Do you
and.
Think the big Reese's cup, the big one, like the pretzels and stuff, is superior. To the classic.
Yes.
I do too.
100%.
And
not
I'm,
even close.
I'm such a purist, I never think that.
Yeah. 100%.
I will say the big cup can be a bit overwhelming. If you're not wanting to, like, really take down some peanut butter and chocolate, which Kevin's over here like,
I'm like,
why
I always
want
to take
dabble?
Down. Yeah.
But if you just want a snack, the big cup is a lot.
Yes.
I think the mini ones are really good.
Yeah. I like the thins too.
Too much
They're
chocolate.
All good.
You
got
to have a larger peanut butter to chocolate ratio.
I believe that as well. Yeah. I do not want more chocolate.
Get the bigger ratio. Yes. I mean, that's, again, nothing wrong. Some people prefer, like, my wife prefers the chocolate part and just get plain old chocolate, which I'm not going to do. Mm-hmm. What's my third thing? I guess tacos. Does that count as a snack or is that a meal?
Oh.
I mean, I guess
I
you could
like
use
meal.
It. But I was thinking more of just like little treats.
Okay, yeah, those kind of things. All right,
that,
then we'll
I'm
go.
Pizza and I'm changing my
yes,
whole thing.
I'm bringing steak then.
Yeah, we'll
don't
go.
Don't go back to Trish. Whatever you
know, I gotta go. I gotta
don't
go salty.
Open that box again.
You always cut me off when I'm talking about snacks.
My grandmother likes
to
eat.
I cut you off. Other than Biden, you talk more in this show than anyone else.
So. Yes, now I'm the president talking for 90 minutes about snacks.
You are. The president of snacks.
She's like, fine, I'm the most powerful man in the world.
Yeah,
you got
it comes
me.
To snacks.
That's the first time anyone's ever angrily yelled, oh, I guess I'm the president then.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so Wheeler's
doing... soft pretzel bites will be the third one. Then.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Preston didn't like it.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I like those frozen poppers you can get that have the cheese like stuffed inside. Those are really good.
I'll rig the electricity like the professor on Gilligan's Island so they can be warm. Or actually just go solar. I mean, it's so easy.
Yeah.
Leave them out in the sun. They'll be there.
So I have a question, though. Yes. This is really going to happen.
I'm controlling all of this.
Let's game plan this.
This is going to be my metaverse game is Desert Island Paper Snacks.
I never realized Rachel had such power.
Now, Rachel, when do you strand me on the island forever?
I would have been nicer to her.
Yeah,
the only person that visits you is me, and I'm only bringing you these snacks.
What do you need clarification on?
Here she comes. Here she comes.
What's your question?
Like... Do you only have coconut and fish, or can you have tacos and stuff like that? Like, is this the only pleasurable thing I get to eat?
Yes.
These are your snacky treats that you get to have. Like, these are, we're assuming that your belly is full every day.
And you can't go to the vending machine.
You're hunting wild chickens. You've got,
Right. Okay. Yeah. Like,
so
you have access to
meat.
It's
my only real pleasure for me.
Yes. This is, this is the food you don't have to work for.
Okay. Cold day two in the refrigerator, homemade cherry pie.
Oh, that's good.
You want to take me on there?
I mean, you're just going to do that times three because that's pretty awesome.
All right.
What?
I don't know. I just...
It's not really a snack.
When she said snacks, he wants to bring tacos.
I mean, we picked a dessert, so that's going to count.
I mean, I would have said, like, strawberry shortcake.
Hostess cherry pie.
There you go.
That's good. That's a good one.
There you go.
That's good.
Okay. We're in the game. Let's go.
It's a good call, too.
Cheetos.
Oh, that's good.
Admirable.
Yeah, but are you going Puffs or are you going the Crunch?
Classic. Classic Cheetos. And Beef Wellington.
You can't.
He's nailing
that.
My mom put that in my lunch every day as a kid.
You can't pick that.
Andrew, what screwed up stuff you got?
No, you can't pick.
I know. I don't have a third. I'm sorry.
Else.
He's just going double cherry pie.
Did you bring a drink?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bring your Diet Cokes or your Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah, probably Diet Coke Cherry Zero.
Okay.
That's not a thing.
No.
Coke Zero Cherry.
All right.
Coke Zero.
I sound like I was 8 years old. Probably Diet Coke Cherry Zero.
But with booze in it,
probably
too.
Like, probably got like Superman
Cheetos,
water.
Cherry pie.
You know, so far nobody said booze, which is kind of surprising.
We're not,
not a boozy type.
We're druggies.
Yeah, fair point. Yeah, yeah.
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 I have mine really quick.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say Reese's, but once you guys brought it up, it's on the list. I would probably do salty popcorn. I could eat that every day. And
I
then
was almost going to say popcorn.
Apples have always been my snack since I was a little kid.
Can you just give her some time here, please?
Shut up. I just want to talk about snacks, so I want to comment on everyone.
I was going to say popcorn.
Wait a minute. You're going to bring an apple?
I have always eaten apples as my snack.
But you can get apples on the island.
We don't know that for sure. It's a coconut island.
You said coconut.
She said coconut island.
Fishy coconut.
I want access to my apples.
I don't want you to bring apples. I want you to bring something else.
But
this is one of my favorite things to eat, though. All it really is. It always has been. And I think I'm kind of covering my bases, too, because I have a healthy snack, and I have a chocolate snack, and then I have salty popcorn.
No drink. Very interesting.
I'll just drink the salt.
I'm not going to eat healthy snacks, though, because all the food I'm going to eat is just plain, right? Just like fish
but
and...
apples taste good.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you imagine, though, if this was real? Like, the five of us are being sent away, and we have to negotiate with each other. Like, you'd be really mad about apples.
I would not go to her. Let's say you could visit another person's island to eat their snacks. I wouldn't go to the apple island.
That's fine. I do have Reese's and popcorn.
Yeah.
I need a drink, and I need something other than what I brought.
I only drink water, you know? Like, I drink soda from time to time, but not enough to use up a slot. Oh, we're kind of late.
Yeah.
We didn't hear Andrew's.
After the break.
Okay.
He's going to need time. We can't rush his in at the end.
Are you kidding me? He's trained his whole life for this.
Sitting here in the dark with my hands folded.
Andrew's in there like, shut up. Everyone shut up. It's my turn. 4:52 DGS. Happy Wednesday. You can really tell a lot about this show. We can talk about Republicans versus Democrats and vaccinated versus unvaccinated. No one ever raises their voice. Then Rach is like, what three snacks you taking to a desert island? And suddenly we're at each other.
No apples.
I just feel like she would be able to find apples on the island. So.
If I could harvest apples, then I guess I would change to...
Don't give in to the pressure.
You can get all the fruits and vegetables you want on the island.
That's not how fruits and vegetables work.
Well, we're islands. It's make-believe. Why can't it?
Yeah, I mean, she's got a point
there. Maybe there's a pizza tree.
Oh.
She's got a pretty good point with that.
I just got Wheeler.
Yeah, now I'm like...
You never thought of that before.
I just snapped into my own nirvana for a second there. A pizza tree.
That's Wheeler's metaverse. Everyone else has the
pizza
Taj Mahal.
Tree. This is a totally
pizza
empty,
tree. Got a taco
totally
plant.
He's like the Buddha sitting under his pizza tree.
Okay, so what's Andrew's snack?
He's meditating. Okay, so... Trish was inspired with the drink thing. I do think I need to have a drink. So I think I'm bringing... I think I'm bringing Gatorade. I think I'm bringing that.
Ooh, interesting.
Gonna be hydrated.
The electrolytes.
That milky cherry Gatorade that I like so much.
Milky?
Yeah, it's like
that sounds so gross.
What do you call it? It's not milky, but like the color. It's like
The white cherry.
Yeah, the white cherry.
White cherry. It's good. That's good.
Milky cherry.
Yeah, that's gross, but the white cherry Gatorade is really good. Yeah. Milky cherry.
So far, you've got the sexiest island.
Yeah. Come to my Milky Cherry.
You know what?
Island.
I'm going
to
give up apples just so he won't say Milky Gatorade.
So you want some Gatorade? It's the Milky kind.
Because that's also like, I'm going to get sick on this island probably, and that always makes me feel better.
Just pick your other snack.
Yeah, so we only have 1 minute left.
Okay, so then the next two, I'm going to go with Ruffles. I'm going to go with plain Ruffles.
I'm really afraid of Crohn's disease.
I want something savory. Then I'm going to put you guys onto this. I'm taking peanut butter cups, but I'm not taking Reese's.
What?
They're called Chakure. They're from Aldi's.
Get out of here.
And they are better
turn
than Reese's.
Turn his mic off.
They're better than Reese's.
They're not better.
Go to Aldi's.
I will never eat those, and I can say with confidence they
bring
are not
some.
Better from
okay.
Reese's.
I'm bringing it. So, I was getting so some tonight far, anyway. So I'm bringing them in.
So far, you're taking Milky Gatorade and off-brand Reese's cups.
Yes, because they're
and
better.
Plain chips.
Oh, in 10 seconds, what else? What's your third?
The Ruffles.
Ernest Borgnine. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they're...
Knock off Ruffles, though.
Right. Yeah. The ridges go the other way.
They're called Ruffles.
Oh go God. To Aldi's, try it. They're called Chaka. Watch your law school.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.